and welcome to Life Points Drivecast. I'm Mark Shields, one of the campus life pastors at our Westerville campus. And this Sunday, we celebrated Independence Day at Life Point Westerville by doing a message called Serving for Treasure. And we celebrated all that God has done through those who have served in the military and our first responders. And so if you are listening and you are former military, current military, or former first responder or current first responder, just thank you for your service, the way that you serve us, serve people in our country. And we owe a lot to you and those who have served before you. And so we're just so thankful to have a free country where we can preach the gospel in freedom. And so thank you for doing that. But the message called Serving for Treasure, and really Jesus gave us the perfect example of what serving is and the heart behind serving for loving other people in John chapter 13. But I also recognize that in John chapter 12, Mary gives us a great example as well in a very similar way. And so the way that the disciples must have witnessed this really, I feel like, can help us in the way that we should serve. Because as they are being taught, it should be a way that we can learn as well. And so in John chapter 12, the dinner is being served. There's a big dinner where all the disciples are there, and Lazarus is there. Martha and Mary are there. Mary is the sister of Lazarus, who Jesus had raised from the dead. And so there's just a really great moment together. And it was customary in their culture, when you were going to stay at someone's home, to have your feet washed before you stayed there. And that was typically done by the lowest of the low servant. And so you can imagine that the disciples and everybody are reclining at this table, and Mary kind of shocks everybody by not bringing water, but bringing the most expensive perfume that she has. They say it was worth about a year's wages, breaking it over Jesus's feet and then wiping her feet with his hair. And it says that the fragrance from the perfume filled the whole room. And just this extravagant way to serve her Lord and Savior, who she had witnessed raising her brother Lazarus from the dead. She knew he was the Messiah, and so her response was to serve him in the most loving, extravagant way that she could possibly think of. So that is an amazing moment at a dinner that the disciples witnessed. Fast forward to John chapter 13, and there is another dinner that Jesus has prepared, that he has sent the disciples to prepare in haste in many ways, because the gospel is spreading like wildfire, because now people are hearing it from Lazarus and from Jesus, and there's tension mounting. And so Jesus knows that his time is on earth is about to be over, and so he wants to have this last dinner with his disciples. Of course, the disciples know nothing about this, and so there's a little bit of haste. They prepare, and you can imagine all of them coming together and reclining at the table, and then maybe forgetting in the haste to wash each other's feet, or have somebody or have a servant come and wash their feet. But then Jesus shocks everybody in the room, because they know he's the Messiah, they know he's the King, and he takes off his outer garments, wraps a towel around his waist, and then takes this humble posture of a servant and loves them and starts to wash their feet. It really just shocked them. We see Peter's response. He doesn't feel like it's even right for the Messiah, the King of Kings, to ever stoop this low. And then Jesus actually says to Peter, unless you let me serve you like this, you have no part with me. And then he finishes up by telling his disciples, this example that I've shown you, I expect from you. This is how you love. This is how you serve those that you love. Don't ever think much of yourself. Always take that lowest posture and love and serve in whatever way needs to be. And so just an amazing thing that they witnessed. Total countercultural moment. And I'm sure that they were just shocked and then thinking what was going to happen after that moment just lends even more weight that he was going to go to the cross. They probably didn't realize that this was the last time that they'd be with him. And so realizing that this is the last moments together in what he had done. Well, in a similar way, years ago, there was a girl at our church who started serving in a really special way. She was a sophomore in high school, and for National Honor Society, she had come to me as the children's pastor at our Lewis Center campus at the time. Now I'm at the Westerville campus, and she said that her name was Hunter, and she said, "Hey, Pastor Mark, I need to get some National Honor Society credits for serving, and so I'd love to serve in LifePoint Kids. Could I serve for a few weeks and then and get that done?" And I said, "Sure, we'd love to have you." And so we set her up on the schedule, had her trained, and she started serving for a few weeks until she got all the hours that she needed. And then she brought me her paper and I'm signing it. And she told me, "Pastor Mark, I really just loved serving and I'd like for you to put me on the schedule." Now, as a LifePoint Kids pastor, you're like, "Oh my gosh, this is amazing. You want to serve. You never turn down anybody that wants to serve in kids." And so I was excited and I said, "Yes, Hunter, we'd love to add you to the schedule." And she started serving. Well, then she did even more than serve. She loved it. And then she invited her sister to serve. She invited her aunt to serve. She invited her mom to serve. I think she tried to get her dad to serve. And I think she even had a few friends serving with her at different times. And so God was just using her. Before I know it, there's two rooms that are being stewarded by her friends and family, and God was just using her in some amazing ways. Well, she came to me after serving for quite a while. It was early in 2017, and she said, "Hey, Mark, I've been serving in the babies, but I miss when I was doing my National Honor Society stuff that I was with the preschoolers, and I'd like to serve them because I'd love to help teach them about God's word and teach them the Bible. And so would you be willing to have me move to a little bit older age?" And we were like, "Sure, yes, we'll make all those adjustments." Well, we never got to those to make those adjustments because unfortunately around this time in 2017, it was in July, Hunter was at a family gathering, a summer family gathering. It was, I think it was 7/17/17, if I'm not mistaken. And she and her boyfriend Gavin had left the party and were driving on Africa Road, and their car went left of center and they were in a head-on collision, and both Hunter and Gavin lost their lives. And so, as you can imagine, it was just a shock to the system, and just her being a junior, I believe she was at that time, going into her senior year, really hard for us as a church. And some of you may remember going through that if you've been a part of LifePoint for a while. And really, I had no idea how God was going to use her life in my life. But there was this scripture that the Lord had taught me about in Matthew 6, verses 19 through 21, through my son as he battled diabetes. And the scripture goes like this: "You don't store up treasure on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasure in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For wherever your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And so I just knew that people are treasures, and that in so many ways we get to treasure them and serve them. And I learned that through my son. Well, that Sunday I was sharing with our LifePoint Kids leaders before they served about Hunter and how she was a treasure in heaven that the Lord had stored up, and that we could serve in her honor, and that the Lord knew that they were there and that they were the best of the best. Well, in the leaders was her family, and I looked over and I saw Hunter's aunt crying as I shared those remarks in honor of Hunter. And so the next day on Monday, I gave her a call and I shared that scripture with her from Matthew chapter 6. And I told her just a reminder that even though it's really hard, and I know she's sad, that Hunter was a treasure that the Lord had stored up for her, and we could still serve in her honor. And so it was just a really great moment. Well, then after I get off the phone with her aunt, I just started to pray, and I wrote on a whiteboard behind me, "Treasure Hunter." And I really just wanted to think of a way where I could honor her and treasure her. And then it was almost like the words jumped off the whiteboard as the Holy Spirit kind of pointed out to me that this wasn't something that I needed to do for Hunter, but this was who Hunter was for her Lord, that she was a treasure hunter. And she was a treasure hunter for her King Jesus. And that just like Mary set that extravagant example, she was, you know, setting such a great example by bringing others in and wanting to teach little ones about Jesus. And then all of a sudden, it just flipped a switch in my mind. And I realized that, oh my gosh, we who serve in Jesus' name are treasure hunters. And we're treasure hunters for our King Jesus. And so what an amazing opportunity to serve and honor him. And so I hope that today, as you are driving, you spend some time with the Lord, and you would just spend some time in prayer and say, "Hey, Lord, I want to serve you. I want to serve in your name. I want to serve like you served. And I want to be a treasure hunter for my King Jesus." And so would you just take a moment and pray and ask the Lord to give you ideas of how you could serve others with love and sacrifice and honor him. And then I'll close us in a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for what you've done for us on the cross, how you showed your love and heart to serve and sacrifice by washing the disciples' feet and taking all the dirt off of them and taking it on yourself. And we know that you've taken our sin to the cross and that you rose again and you are alive and well. And now we get to serve in your honor, and you use us to store up treasure in heaven when we serve others in your name. And so thank you, God, for the honor it is to serve you and to serve for treasure. And God, I pray that you would inspire us with ways to serve others in your name this week. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us for today's DriveCast.